Let's go next to China. There was a time when ancestor worship and Confucian respect for the elderly were the norm in China, but now the country has the world's largest aging population. This summer, China enacted a law that requires adult offspring to visit their elderly parents and look after their needs. Requires this, whether they want to or not. Some cases of parents suing their deadbeat kids for emotional support have gotten heavy play in the Chinese media. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has the story.
Lay Buddhists are chanting to ease the passage of a recently departed soul at the Songtang Hospice, the first private facility of its kind in Beijing. When I first visited this place nearly two decades ago, the average patient stayed just 18 days. Now it caters to people who are not terminally ill, and the average stay is about 5 years. To understand how people are coping with the task of caring for their aging parents, I sat down with Huang Xuebing at his mother's bedside. His mother's been here for around 5 years, and her health is declining. Mr. Huang visits her here every day, but he still blames himself for not taking better care of her.
In China, when you take care of a parent, you take care of him or her in your home, and you take care of them until they die. We call this filial piety. If you put a parent in an old age home, many people consider this unfilial, but we have no choice.
Huang says he tried to take care of his mother at home, but the caregivers he hired all quit. He admits he's struggling to reconcile his obligations to his mom versus those to society.
I come here every day, but I have to take time out from work for it. When I come here to sit by her bedside and look after her every day, that means I haven't contributed to society in any other way, right?
The challenge of caring for China's elderly is fairly obvious if you look at the demographics. As of last year, China had about 8 working-age people for every senior citizen. By mid-century, there will only be 2 people supporting each senior. This is because people are living longer and they're having fewer children, in part because of China's one-child policy. Next, I spoke to a cheerful-looking 94-year-old retired teacher named Lian Yicheng. She says her daughter just visits her twice a month, and that's just fine by her.
If there is nothing wrong, I won't ask her to come over. It's a 3-hour round trip for her, so a visit takes up half a day. I tell her, I'm fine, I'm alive and kicking. What's there to come over and see?
She was separated from her children first during World War II and again during the chaos of the Cultural Revolution in the 1960s. So she got used to fending for herself. She believes that how each person looks after his or her parents is a matter of individual character. It's not something you can regulate by law.
It's something you have to cultivate gradually. You can't force it. My daughter has her work and her own activities. She can't live in the past according to the feudal thinking and Confucian ways of my generation.
In the past, many Chinese learned respect for the elderly from a 13th century collection of stories about 24 examples of filial piety. This is an animated version of it on the internet. One example is a man named Guo Ju, who was so poor he couldn't afford enough food for his elderly mother and young son. So he decided to bury his son alive in his backyard. He could always have more children later, he reasoned, but he could never have another mom. A century ago, this interpretation of Confucianism was already being criticized as inhumane. Li Wei is the founder of the Songtang Hospice. He says it's not realistic to expect parents to sue their children for emotional support, and this is why there have been so few cases going to court.
An 80-year-old who is no longer independent, how can they go sue someone in court? It has never happened because our citizens don't have a history of being litigious.
He argues that the problem of caring for the elderly is mainly an economic one. He says that most of the people who bring their parents to his hospice are not unfilial.
The ones who are really unfilial are those who put their old folks in a coffin made of 4 concrete walls. They go off to do their work and leave the old person all alone and lonely. This kind of thing happens all the time.
Lee knows a thing or two about caring for the elderly. Since he founded Songtang more than two decades ago, he's seen off more than 10,000 patients from his hospice. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.